Now, look, when you speak about, quote, getting rid of the fascists in the United States, we have a ruling class which is extraordinarily concentrated. Robert Townsend, who is the president of Avis and American Express and wrote a book called Up the Organization, calculated that the numbers of those who control what he called the commanding heights of the U.S. economy are approximately 5,000 people. The banks and interlocking corporations, this tiny ruling class, presides over this. We have only 5% of the world's population within our national frontiers. Yet U.S. imperialism has effective control over nearly 70% of the world's natural resources. So you have 1% to 5% exercising a hegemony over 70% of the world. If that isn't an empire, it's a tiny little cabal. The epidemic disease, the mass starvation that afflicts billions of people, literally 2.5 billion people on the planet, is an expression of the crisis of capitalism. It cannot meet even the most elementary needs of people. It's a system in such terminal decay that its only means of sustaining itself is by permanent war and by removing the facade of democratic rights within the society itself. But that's across the board. That's not just the Republican Party. It's the one big property party with two names that's engaged in this enterprise. The entire apparatus of the state, and the state is nothing more than the coercive arm of this little cabal. So you want to get rid of this, you have to build a political movement that breaks with the parties of capital.